Hopes for Peace surround upcoming polls in Nepal. A ministry requests prayer for unity in a persecuted nation. And Mission's vision spans the globe from a church plant in Europe to a church plant in Africa. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The hope for a lasting peace surrounds Nepal's upcoming polls slated for April 10th. At stake is deciding the assembly that'll be ratifying the country's new constitution and the possibility of abolishment of the monarchy. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says their partner in Nepal is aware of the potential for unrest, but his focus is unchanged.
He is a graduate of a Bible school in India that we've had a long-standing relationship with, and he contacted us a couple of years ago and asked for Bible Pathway and Bibles to be used in Nepal. He went back to his homeland, and he's been planting churches.
As the election approaches, Hawkins urges prayer.
He just keeps saying, we're trusting God, we're praying. He started a 40-day fast, and he's asking that people around the world join him that one day out of that 40 days to pray for Nepal and the Christian outreach and for the Bible school.
Next, half a year before Angola stages its first election since ending the civil war, old rivalries are resurfacing. With peace formally beginning back in 2002, the parliamentary elections are important for the country's reconciliation process. But both the government and the rebels are trading barbs. Evangelist Sammy Tippett was just in Angola laying the groundwork for a grassroots-level change.
Part of what we're doing is trying to rebuild the spirit of the country, going spiritually and trying to provide for the masses the message of Christ, the gospel, for the leaders, do some teaching and training with them.
Despite political disillusionment, Angola has a bright future ahead. Pray that it stays on track and that believers are part of the solution.
One of the things that we're doing is expanding our partnerships and multiplying our relationship there to help them to become all that God wants them to become in that nation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The North African country of Mauritania needs your help. Open Doors is asking Christians to pray for the brothers and sisters in Christ who live there. The majority of the population is Sunni Muslim and live nomadic lives. There's strong cultural and social opposition to Christianity. The country ranks 24th on the 2008 World Watch list of persecuted nations. So pray for unity between new Christians and the church. Also pray that believers stand firm in their faith despite opposition. Elsewhere, Operation Mobilization reports that this month, construction began on new basketball courts at a church in Thailand. The church holds English classes and music lessons and is beginning a sports ministry. For now, basketball and football will be their main focus, and to bless people with fellowship and the gospel. Each year, trainers come from overseas to help out. The church also has evangelism and leadership tracks. Please pray that this new ministry will be a tool to draw many to Christ. And we close today's broadcast with a story about a Ukrainian church touching a church in Togo, West Africa. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's Dave Wingett says they planted a church in Ukraine in 2003 with a missions vision. From there, a connection with the ABWE hospital in Togo opened some unique doors.
We found out that there was a possibility to support a young church planter pastor in a village near the hospital in Togo. Pastor Sakpa Boniface had started a church, and they were meeting in a school building and were beginning to make plans to build a building.
Wingett says the Ukrainian church started supporting the Togolese church with $10 a month.
The pastor very dutifully saved that money as it came in until they were ready to purchase some property and break ground on their church building. We made the trip. We got to meet the pastor. We actually got to help hands-on with some of the church building,
which furthered missions in both church bodies. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. The CD features Scott Crepane, Charles Billingsley, and Shannon Wexelberg. Or you can go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.